Finally, when we move to the aromatics, again, the absorptions are not as weak as in a truly conjugated system, but they are very useful because we're able to pin down something as having some sort of conjugation. And in your analysis, you'll be able to say, well, I've got a whole pile of carbons. There's likely to be an aromatic system present. So the question in the final exam is all about detective work. You're given a set of data. You have to figure out the compound at the end. So I'm looking for a nice worded explanation for how you've come up with that final result. And I'm expecting then that you tell me what you get out of the infrared, if there's something in UV visible,